Welcome, welcome, welcome. So good to see everybody. Thank you for taking the time this evening. This is going to be a Shavuos, which is going to be a little different to previous Shavuoses, but that doesn't mean to say it's going to be weaker. It means it's going to present more opportunities of making it special. It's amazing to see. Right now, we have over 112 people in this conference as we start to learn virtually. And we know that what we are not able to make up in place, when we're not able to be together, all in one room, all learning in the same way as we usually would, stark learning, you know what we're going to do? We're making it up in time. Our learning has overflowed, not just to Shavuos. It's starting now. It's Tuesday night. Tonight is the 48th night of the Omer and the 49th night of the Omer. And the 50th night, we're going to be learning all the way through in order to be able to get there. It is such an incredible zechus to be joining together. This is only the beginning. This is the chizuk to know that when we're sitting there by ourselves over the Shavuos, when we're with our families, that is our opportunity to make a difference. That is our opportunity to make the Shavuos more special, more memorable than any other Shavuos. You know that the Gemara says it has a debate as to when the Shloshes were. When were the 3 days? When did it end? Moshe Rabbeinu add on an extra day, the Gemara in Shabbos. And according to one of the deos, in fact, it turns out that Vav Sivan wasn't the day the Torah was given. What we celebrate maybe is not necessarily the giving of the Torah, but the preparing to give the Torah. They're preparing to receive the Torah. That's what we're doing tonight. That's what we're doing here together. Mitzvah Shem, Shenizke, we should have that opportunity. I want to really thank you for a moment. Donnie Strelowitz, Manny Strelowitz, and their dad, Mr. Eli Strelowitz, who really put together some incredible, incredible moments this evening to start. Because you know what? Next Shavuos, Birushalayim Yirat Kodesh, B'mehera V'yomeinu, we're also going to be learning with Rabbi Aryeh Cohen. We're also going to be there, but Mitzvah Shem, together, hundreds and hundreds of people together. But this year's anticipation, this year's preparation, it's a great zechus that we have the opportunity of hearing from Rabbi Cohen. Rabbi Cohen is our Rebbe for so many years. And Mitzvah Shem, we should meimav on the Shoisim. We continue to drink from his waters, and you should know Rabbi Cohen grew up in Young Israel Lawrence Cedarhurst. So Baruch Hashem, this is where it comes from, and the hashpa continues. Rabbi Cohen, b'chavod Rav, it's a pleasure to have you this evening.
Are you ready?
Thank you, Rabbi Trump, for those words, and what a beautiful hakadama. It's really an incredible schluss. I want to thank all that made this possible, the Sorolowitzes, and Young Israel Aaron Cedar, as Rabbi Trump mentioned. I feel very at home here, very at home in this beautiful shul that's waiting for all of you to be home soon, Bekarov Bezaz Hashem Yisbarach. Last year, I had very big plans for Shavuos. Last year, I was very excited for an unbelievable Shavuos, for a meaningful Shavuos. For a Shavuos that I had on my schedule to speak 6 times, to spend beautiful time with my family, to learn Torah, and even to find a little time for some cheesecake. And all my plans went out the door. Last Shavuos, I was supposed to be right here to give 3 shiurim on Shavuos night in this packed Beis Medrash. And the Rabbeinu Shalom decided, and based on whatever happened, I ended up in the hospital. Mamish Shavuos night, I was rushed by Hatzalah to the hospital, to the emergency room. And I spent the entire Shavuos and the next few days in the hospital. It was very, very challenging. And literally, there were moments for days the doctors had no idea what was going on. I had a temperature, a fever over 103. I was in such excruciating pain, I couldn't move an inch for a few days. Baruch Hashem, and then the doctors figured out it was a torn muscle, simultaneous having have some sort of infection. Baruch Hashem, I'm here, it's all good. That Shavuos 1 year ago, Lel Shavuos, I did learn for 5 minutes in the emergency room with my son Shmuel. I didn't daven one tefillah in the normal sense of structured tefillah. I wasn't in shul for 1 minute. I wasn't in a Beis Medrash learning Torah all Shavuos night. I didn't have the opportunity to have beautiful sudas with my family. And last year was, until that point in my life, the most meaningful, most purposeful Shavuos that I ever lived through. It changed my life, and Baruch Hashem, I could stand here a year later and say I'm a different person because of it. I learned a year ago in that hospital to appreciate the ability to stand, the ability to walk, to appreciate in a different light my incredible children and my incredible Talmidim, to appreciate our Atzala members, to appreciate the ability to be in shul, to daven, to learn, to be able to say thank you, Hashem, for all the little things in life, to say a bracha of Zokeif Kefufim, to be able to stand up straight without any pain. Last Shavuos changed my life. Rabos machshavos belevish v'atzas Hashem yisakum. Often we have many plans in life. We have many exciting yearnings. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows better than any of us what's best for us. And I believe Bezat Hashem again is going to be this year. Again is going to be this year for each and every one of us. Wherever we're going to be in our own homes, we're not Zolchan, there isn't Nisan Gluyim. We may not have the normal Shavuos night, learning all night in Shul with incredible, inspiring Shiurim. But I deeply believe this can be, and Bezat Hashem will be, the most meaningful Shavuos of each and every one of our lives. And that's why Hashem put us here. Hashem puts each and every one of us in the place where we're always supposed to be. And Hashem puts each and every one of us in the most perfect place to grow the most. And if that's in our own homes, with very little interaction with our friends and family, and if that's in our own homes and we don't have the ability to daven in shul and to learn in shul, that means that's where I can grow most. That means that's where I can have the most meaningful Shavuos of my life. Just as I had that experience in South Nasa Hospital 1 year ago. Again will be this year for each and every one of us. Just yesterday, I had the incredible privilege to be by a chasana of a very close Talmud and Talmidah. And this chasana was in a backyard. This chasana was in the backyard, and the family had permission from the government to have 17 people present. And it was of the most beautiful chuppahs I've ever been to in my life. I was crying the entire time. Baruch Hashem, as a Rebbe, I had the schus to be by many chasanas. And there was nothing more special. The chasan and kala said to me today that they felt it was lacking nothing. It couldn't have been more perfect. Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that's what's going to be with their chasana. And so too will be with our chasana. So too will be with our chasana as we stand by Kabbalah's HaTorah, as we know, is the chasana with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. V'yom chasunaso. It's going to be the most perfect chasana. We have to believe and we have to be positive and excited to have the most meaningful Shavuos of our life. Because this is where Hashem put us. And therefore, it's best for us. And we have Torah. We have Torah, each and every one of us. Our homes are full of Svarim, Baruch Hashem. The same Svarim that we have here in Shul. And we're going to use them, and we're going to learn from them, and we're going to grow from them in an incredible way. We have to first recognize and understand and realize how important Torah is. We have to understand how Torah is the essence of our life. And Torah is not dependent on shul and Beis Knesset and a rabbi who's very inspiring, giving over an incredible lecture. That's all helpful and important, and we hope to be back with it soon. But Torah is a very personal relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom. If we recognize how integral it is in my life, I could still have the most meaningful Shavuos night, the most meaningful Shavuos. There's a Gemara in Horius, on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara explains as follows. Amar Rav Acha b'Rav Chanina, the Amar Kra. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, referring to Torah, the Torah says it's Yikara hi mipninim. The Torah is more precious than gemstones. Torah is more precious than gemstones. That alone, if left alone, is a tremendous statement. We all understand how precious a gemstone is. Ask any woman how excited she was to get engaged and to have on her finger pretty expensive gemstone, nice diamond, and ask her husband how much it cost him. Yikari Mipninim, that pasuk stands alone, but the Gemara takes it somewhere else for some reason. The Gemara says, what does that mean, that Torah is more precious than a gemstone? The Gemara says it's more precious, may kain gadol shenichnas lifnai v'lifnim. It's more precious than the kain gadol that, as we all know, one day a year enters into Kodesh Kedoshim. That the Torah is more precious than the kain gadol that enters into the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's what it's referring to, that Torah is more precious than pnimim, than gemstones. As we know, the kain gadol on his choshen, on his breastplate, the choshen had gemstones. And that's what it's referring to, the Gemara tells us in Horias. Why does the Gemara have to go there? Why does the Gemara, what's the need to elaborate and take this pasuk out of context? This pasuk alone doesn't need a pirish. It doesn't need a commentary. It doesn't need to be explained more so than itself, that Torah is more precious than gemstones. We all get it. That tells me how special it is. I believe Torah, the pshat, is as follows. You see, each and every one of us who already has an understanding of spirituality and understands the materialistic values are fleeting and are there one moment and gone the next. And who understands that that's just a momentary pleasure. And there's so much in life that's so much more meaningful than that. And if we didn't get that until this point in life, over the last 2 months, we all got it. And we all understand that materialism and diamonds and gems and jewelry and cars or whatever you want to call it, it's fun, it's exciting, it's meaningless. We understand what is meaningful in life. Our health, our families, our children's happiness, our happiness, the ability to be with friends and family that we've all been missing out on in so long. We understand there are so many more meaningful things in life than anything that's physical. We all get it now. And the Torah obviously gets that. And the Torah is saying to us, to say the pasuk, to say Torah is more precious than a gemstone, that's obvious. Someone would actually think that gems, that jewelry, that diamonds, that rubies are more precious than Torah? Who could think like that? That can't be what the pasuk's telling me. What is chashuv? What's important in this world? You know what's important? We have a place that's very holy and it's important. Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a makom in place that's very, very holy. It's very, very precious. And in Eretz Yisrael, there's a city that's the most precious. The holiest city in all of Eretz Yisrael. It's Yerushalayim. We all celebrated Yom Yerushalayim just a few days ago. And in Yerushalayim, there's a mountain. There's a mountain called Har HaBayis, right behind the Kaisel Maravi, where we've all had the schus to daven. And that mountain was and will be the Beis HaMikdash. And that is the holiest place of all the holiest places. And in the Beis HaMikdash, there's one makum called the Kodesh Kedoshim, which even within the Beis HaMikdash, and on that mountain, is the holiest place. That's in terms of makum, in terms of place, the most meaningful, most special place in the world. In terms of people, we're the Am Nivchor, we're the chosen nation. To be a Ben Melech, to have the schus to be, it's a schus we have to appreciate what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, and we have the schus to be a Ben Melech. And within Yehadis, within Yiddishkeit, we're separated also on some level, on levels. You have Yisraelim, you have Levim, and you have Kohanim. And within Kohanim, you have the holiest of Kohanim, the most special Kohanim, is the Kohen Gadol. So the holiest of people is the Kohen Gadol. The holiest of places is the Kodesh Kedoshim. And then you have Yomim, you have days. You have a regular day, a weekday, which itself we can elevate through Torah, through Mitzvah, through Tefillah. You have our Shabbosim. We have our Yom Tovim. And then you have Shabbos, Shabboson. You have Yom HaKippurim, the holiest day of the year. One time that all comes together. The holiest person in the holiest place on the holiest day. One day a year, the Kohen Gadol, the holiest person. One day a year. That person could go into the holiest place. And you have the holiest person in the holiest place together on the holiest day, all in one. The Gemara tells us that, which we all appreciate, is so special. Yikari b'pnimim, even Torah is more special than that. Mikoyin gadol shenichnas lufnai b'lufnim. That's how precious Torah is. That's how chashiv Torah is in our life. That's how important it is. Without Torah, we don't even know what's right or wrong. Without Torah, do I even know what I should be doing, how I should be living my life? Without Torah, our whole life is subjective reality. Ultimately, I'm choosing based on my surroundings, based on what I've taken into my life, how I should be living my life. Torah is authoritative, objective truth of the Rabbonu Shel Olam. Torah makes life meaningful, makes life purposeful. Torah gives me meaning. Torah is also the way that I can have a relationship with the Bar Yama, with the Rabbonu Shel Olam. Through Torah, I could literally hug Hashem. As the Tanya says in Shar Dalet, every time I open up a sefer, I'm hugging the Rabbonu Shel Olam. Do we recognize how precious it is, how special it is, more precious than the holiest day and the holiest person and the holiest place? All in one. We have Torah, we have everything. And that's a Pasuk in Tehillim as well. There's a Pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Yud Aleph. We'll know it. Dorshe Hashem lo yachzuru chol tov. Dorshe Hashem lo yachzuru chol tov. What does that mean? Dorshe Hashem lo yachzuru chol tov. If we seek Hashem through learning Torah, through connecting to Torah, we will be lacking nothing. We will be lacking nothing. Really? If we seek Hashem and we learn Torah, we'll be lacking nothing. I had this chus, I had the privilege many, many times in my life to visit and be with the tzaddik, the gadol hador, Rav Yashiv, zeichah tzaddik hashbracha. Rav Yashiv lived in Me'e Sharim in a tiny little apartment. You walked in to Rav Yashiv's apartment and there was a little waiting room. Maybe 8-10 people could stand and no more room. There was a kitchen to the right. I don't believe 3 people could fit in that kitchen. I don't believe 3 people were able to fit in the kitchen. There was a bedroom, 2 beds, a dresser, and a little room to walk in between. A hallway lined with svarim. And then he had a room in the back, which many of the pictures and videos that you've seen is where he would learn. And there was a bed there where he would sleep most of the times, I assume. That was the whole apartment. Remember, as a years and years ago, looking around, he had no TV, he had no game system, he had no internet, he had nothing. All that we enjoy in life was lacking, wasn't there. He did have a very cool, he had a little golf cart that was very cool, that would get him to Minyan up the block. That was it. What do you mean, lo yachzru chol tov? He's lacking a lot. Eliyahu Lapian shares an incredible medrash to explain. Eliyahu Lapian explains that imagine you have an individual. And this individual has some sort of illness, some machla, some sickness, and needs to take a medication every day. And if he takes that medication every day, then he's well, he's fine, he's good to go. And he takes it every day, he's fine, he can live an entire life. Bisimcha, no issues. One day this guy, he's visiting his friend and he goes into his friend's house and he uses the restroom. He's in the restroom and he starts snooping around a little bit. He shouldn't be, but he opens up the medicine cabinet. And he notices that his friend doesn't have that medication. His friend doesn't have the medication that keeps him alive. He couldn't believe it. felt so bad for his friend. Comes out of the bathroom. He says to his friend, listen, I have to apologize. I know that you're going to be so upset at me. I should never have been in your medicine cabinet. But I notice you don't have this medication. It's the most important medication in the world. I'm going to go get you some. I have extra. His friend looks at him. And his friend says to him, you fool. You, unfortunately, have an illness. So you need the medication to help you be healthy. Thank God, Baruch Hashem, I'm healthy. That medication does nothing for me. I don't need it. We in this world, we look around and we think we need all these materialistic luxuries to make us happy. But unfortunately, that's because we don't have the most important, most precious gift in the world. If a person's truly, deeply connected to what's meaningful and purposeful, to Torah, to mitzvos, to way of life that Hashem has given us, that will allow us to see emes, to see truth every moment of my life, lo yachzru chol tov, I won't be lacking anything. It's not that, by the way, I want to make it clear, not that I can't enjoy those things as well in this world, but they'll be so secondary. They'll be what we call tafel, just additions that we're all entitled to enjoy and have menuchas hanefesh and enjoy the world. But they no longer will be important to me. And my happiness will no longer be dependent on them. Because I have the most precious thing in the world. I have Torah. And if I have Torah, I have a relationship with Hashem. And if I have Torah, I understand this world and everything has meaning and purpose. And I can elevate every aspect that I learn of my world, of my life. And that's what it is to learn Torah. And that Torah, as Rabbi Teitelbaum said, as I saw in the video sent out, has no walls. That Torah is everywhere. That Torah is in every one of our homes. The same svarim that you have in your amla here, at the schus to be in the shul in the Young Israel, and I see a wall of svarim. And what do I see? I see Mishnayos. I see Gemaras. I see a Tanakh. I see a Shulchan Aruch. Those are all the svarim I have at home. Of course, again, we want to be back together. We're going to be back together soon. Bezes Hashem. But a connection to Hashem, a connection to Torah, a connection to the most precious thing in the world, I have to be able to find that wherever I am. We have to understand how precious it is. Even though it needs chizik. We need to be mechazik ourselves. Yes, we need to strengthen ourselves. Understanding how precious Torah is. There's a Gemara in Brachos, Dav Lamed Beis. The Gemara there says, Tana Rabbanan, Arba Tzrichin Chizik. Four things need constant chizik, constant encouragement. And one of those is Torah, Ve'elu ain't Torah. Torah needs chizik. Torah needs constant chizik. I saw Rav Melech Biderman, the Rabbi Rav Melech Biderman, the present day Rav Melech. So Rav Melech Biderman, he asks, I don't understand, it shouldn't say Arba Tzrichin Chizik. Four things need chizik. The Torah needs chizik. Torah doesn't need chizik. Torah is awesome. We need to aleinu lizchazik. We need to gain chizik ourselves to learn more Torah, to attach ourselves to Torah, to connect more to Torah, to elevate our lives. It's not that Torah needs chizik, not Arabic. We need chizik. And of course, Pasha Pshat, most would understand and just read the Gemara that way. But the textual read of the Gemara, it seems a little strange. What do you mean these four things need chizik? Torah doesn't need chizik. We need chizik to learn more Torah. So he explained so beautifully. What does it mean, the Torah needs chizik? It means we need to be mechazik how important and how precious Torah is in our lives. If we understood there's nothing yikari mipninim, it's more precious than gems. If we understood hanechemadim izav umipazrav, as we daven every Shabbos morning, more precious than gold, sweeter than honey, then of course I'm going to give my life to Torah. Of course I will. So the Torah needs chizik to understand how precious it is, how special it is, how incredible Torah is. The more we understand that, the more we will connect to Torah, and the more we'll live Torah, wherever we are. There was a tzaddik, Rav Gidel Eisner. And Rav Gidl Eisner, he once saw in a Beis Medrash a 60-year-old man who was sitting and learning Torah. And he was such a weak individual that he wasn't able, he said, this is what he said, he wasn't able to make his own cup of tea. It was too difficult for him. And people had to make tea for him. And he said, later in life, he saw that same yid in the concentration camps. During that time. And he saw that yid putting in 15-hour work days to stay alive. Of back-breaking labor. That same yid whose physical strength in the Beis Medrash, he wasn't able to make a cup of tea. But when he was put into a circumstance when he needed to, he took out kochos, he didn't even realize were dormant inside him. So to each and every one of us, we have such abilities. We have abilities to learn Torah. We have abilities to connect to Torah. To learn, to be one with Torah. We have to believe in ourselves and believe in our abilities. Once we recognize how precious it is, how special it is, how it will be life-altering, transformative, a different perspective of life. We've all gone through the last few months, challenges, trials, tribulations, difficulties. We've gone through the same ones. All of us. Some were hit, yes, of course, more so than others. But you see, certain people have been able to go through it with still an optimistic outlook, with a smile on their face, making the most of it, davening three times a day with kavana, learning every day, growing, looking as an opportunity to be a little bit more home with my family, more time to learn Torah, more time to daven slowly, and I don't have to rush to make the train. And some, sitting depressed for the last 2 months. So we see, and people with the same exact situation, the same exact challenge. The Torah can give me that inspiration to deal with anything in life, because when I'm connecting to Torah, I understand that I have the wisdom of Hashem by my side. I understand that I'm living with Hashem. I understand that kol ma'adav rachmano l'tav avid, everything Hashem does is for good. I live with that meaning. Because it's all in the Torah. And I understand that whatever Hashem brings my way, I could deal with and I could handle. And it's not just that, it's somehow best for me, even if I don't understand why yet. And I'll grow from it. We have to understand that's all in Torah, and that's all what we can gain by learning Torah and making my life meaningful and full of purpose, no matter what stage of life I'm in, and no matter what is going on in my life, with a connection to Torah. We have to believe we all have those kochos. And not, God forbid, place our ikkar where our tafel should be and our tafel where our ikkar should be. What's truly important, we make secondary. What's secondary, we make important in our life. If there's anything these last few months should do for each and every one of us, as Baruch Hashem we see, we're slowly coming out. So do introspection. What's truly important in my life? What's truly meaningful in my life? And Torah has to be up there. Yikari Mibninim. A connection to Torah. A life of Torah, of learning Torah. Chavetz Chaim gave a mashal. Chavetz Chaim once said, he said, imagine a country appointed a new melech, a new king. And the king sent two individuals on a journey with tons of gold and jewels, because there was an artist who lived far away, who was well known. He wanted this artist to create with the gold and jewels a very special crown for his head, a keser. And they went, and they wait for the artist to create this crown, and they have the crown, and they're traveling back. And on their way back to the king, they pull over by a farmer. And this farmer had a yoke and an ox. And they pull out the crown. And they say, we would like to borrow, or we'd like to actually trade this crown for your yoke on the back of your ox. This crown for your yoke. And the farmer looks at them, and the farmer says, I'm sorry, I can't do it. You see, this yoke is my entire livelihood. Without this yoke, I can't plow my field. I can't have anything to eat. It's everything to me. That crown, it won't do anything for me. And those two servants leave laughing. Laughing at that fool. Because he didn't realize he could have bought 1,000 yokes or more with that crown. Such a foolish understanding of what's important in life. Such a foolish understanding of what's precious. Many of us, this is a time when we can reevaluate and rethink during this time in our lives to do cheshbon and nefesh, some self-introspection. And what better time than Kabbalah Satorah? What better time right now? The Medrash says, by Kabbalah Satorah, the entire world stopped. The entire world stopped. Complete silence. There wasn't a bird that chirped. There wasn't a dog that barked. There wasn't a tree that moved. The whole world stopped. And Mefarshim explain, because it was a whole new beginning to the world. Because the world without a Torah and the world with a Torah is a whole new world, a whole new place. And that's what once was, but will be again, Amir Tashem, on this Thursday night, on this Friday morning, on the Zman Matan Torah Seinu, we relive and we re-experience, even in our own homes. And it could be, if there was that silence, that stoppage, it's a whole new world for me as well. The world, it's recreating itself. And I need the same way. And no better year than this year, after everything we've been through, to say I'm a different person. I have a new purpose. I found new meaning. A new understanding of what's truly important in my life. You know, it's like Pink Floyd, once upon a time, used to sing. They have a very famous song, Wish You Were Here. There's a line in the song, Wish You Were Here. We trade a walk-on role in the war for a lead role in a cage. To think about that. How many of us are living a lead role in a cage? I feel great for the moment, but I'm really just shackling myself to my temptations of life. And whatever that temptation is. And giving up a lead role in a war. It's not always easy. Torah, mitzvos, it's challenging. But it's so meaningful and so purposeful. It gives me a whole new perspective on life. And I could be mekabel the Torah anew this year and be a new person. And it's transformative. Torah is transformative. To understand how transformative Torah is. The Torah, that's why it's compared to fire. Halo kedivrei eish l'mashem. The Torah is compared to fire. Because there are a lot of powerful things in nature. Wind is very, very powerful. A powerful force. Water is very powerful. We've all seen times in our life, wind coming and knocking down trees and destroying, and water. We all remember all too well the days of Sandy. And fire can also be very destructive. But there's a difference. When wind comes, it destroys, but the tree gets knocked down, it doesn't become wind. And when the water comes, it can go and cause a tremendous flood in our basement. But our basement doesn't become water. It's filled with water. When fire acts on something, the force of fire engulfs that item and turns it into fire. Fire is transformative. So too is Torah in our lives. I'm a different person. I'm a Torahic individual. I walk differently. I talk differently. I think differently. I have different meaning and purpose in my life. I'm a different person. And I could be mekabel Torah in such a way, I could accept Torah in such a way and be a different person and decide that this Shavuos will be in my life in a certain sense, and we're coming out. And right after Shavuos, we're going to hopefully be back in shul and life's starting to open up. This is, in a certain sense, Shavuos is like the culmination of this terrible nisayon that we've been through. Let's decide that it's going to be this brand new beginning for each and every one of us. Be makabel Torah with a new connection to learning Torah, which will be transformative on my entire outlook of life. And let's start Leil Shavuos. And Leil Shavuos can be special and precious for every one of us. And I know it will be more difficult. We may not be in shul. We may not have the shiurim lined up. So we have to prepare. Prepare what we're going to learn. In this day and age, Baruch Hashem, there's so much we can learn. And I know this shul is preparing you as well and giving you what to learn and making it so it's tangible and accessible. And prepare that which we enjoy, that which I'm going to enjoy. Find the limuds, find the learning. That learning that I most enjoy, let's learn it this night, one more special night to learn it. If Pirkei Avos speaks to you, learn Pirkei Avos. If Mesil Sharim speaks to you, learn Mesil Sharim. Tanakh, learn Tanakh. Gemara, learn Gemara. Mashaliba Chafetz, but let's learn what we enjoy, especially if we're going to be on our own. We have to learn what we're going to enjoy so I could connect to it and I could be inspired by it and I could change from it. Let's make goals. Maybe take on a project over Shavuos. Decide, I'm going to go through all of Pirkei Avos throughout Shavuos and start Shavuos night. I'm going to go through these Parakim and Tanakh. I'm going to go through the entire booklet of sources and all the Torah that the Young Israel sends home to me. Take on a project. Make it meaningful. Something you connect to. Something that you love. To set up, we might not be able to learn b'chavrusa with our normal chavrusas and people we learn with. So let's try to learn with each other in our own homes. Fathers with children, brothers with brothers, brothers with sisters, maybe chavrusas we've never had before. And create that our meaningful relationships in our homes now can be also based on Torah in a special way that we've never had before this opportunity. But we're pushed into it by the Rabbi Shalom because he's deciding this is what's best for each and every one of us. So let's grab onto it. And I'll tell you something else. Don't feel the pressure to stay up all night. It's a minog, it's a beautiful minog. And maybe in past years we did and it was a little bit easier because I had a shul with all the shiurim and made it so easy for me, accessible. And in our homes alone, with our chavrusos of our siblings and our parents and our children. But to learn all night, for some of us, that might be difficult. That's okay. Don't feel bad. But learn the most you can. For some, it might be an hour. For some, it might be 2 hours. Learn as long as you can. That will inspire each and every one of us to be a different person from that Torah. But every one of us should push the most we can, whatever that is, while it's still going to be enjoyable and still going to be beautiful. But again, don't feel the pressure. If we can't make it all year, all night, the Rabbi Nishim loves us the same way. The Rabbi Nishim loves whatever Torah that we can learn and connect Hashem through. But we can. I want to share with you a story I read very recently. It was we all heard of, everybody knows of, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Zecher Tzadish Kadosh Baracha. Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, he was a Masada Kedushin and my grandparents' chasana. Hashem. He had a son-in-law who wasn't as well known, but was a big tzaddik, was also a gadol. Reb Chaim Dov Altuski. I want to read you about Reb Chaim Dov Altuski. Reb Chaim Dov Altuski, every single Friday night, after the Rebbetzin served the first course, he asked a Torah question at the table, which everyone tried to answer. Maybe a nice minhag for each and every one of us at our tables. And the Rebbetzin served soup. He ate his soup quickly. Was then served the main course. He ate, he benched, and eventually excused himself. He went to lie down till 12:30 at night. Then he'd rise and learn with a soft niggin by the weak light of the kerosene lamp that stood outside on the window ledge until Vasikin every Friday night. Chaim Dov and his Rebbetzin used to eat breakfast together when he returned from Vasikin on Shabbos morning. One Shabbos, he asked the Rebbe if she had something special to serve him for Kiddush. Surprised by this request from a man who never needed anything, the Rebbe asked him for an explanation. I want to give thanks to the Rebbe Nishon for giving me the koach to stay up and learn all last night. But you learn every Friday night, she replied, surprised by the statement. Yes, but last night, the kerosene lamp went out. So what did you do? I stood on the porch and learned by the light of the lamppost. She brought him a little ice cream to have, to celebrate and give Akar Zatov. Chaim Golvaltuski, wanting to learn like he did every Friday night, all Friday night, from 12:30 till Vasikin. He stood outside by the lamppost to be able to learn Torah all night long. What chizik that gives each and every one of us. That we could learn in our own homes without shiurim, and without a shul, and without all the delicious food. We can do it. And we can connect to Torah and connect to Hashem and feel that it's Yikari B'ninim. We have to believe in ourselves. And believe that even in our own homes, the Rabbanu Shalom is with us every time I learn. It's a Beferish Mishnah in Avos, Paragimel Mishnah Vav, that talks about when we're learning. First it talks about learning with 10 people and goes through 5 people, 3 people, 2 people, that the Shechina, that Hashem's with you. And it says, U'minayin afilu echad. Even if one person learns Torah by themselves, the Pasuk says, B'chol amakom asher asker shemi avo eilecho berchaticha. Wherever you mention my name, wherever we learn Torah, Hashem is by our side and gives us bracha. Hashem will be by our side. Hashem will be by our side, and we have to believe that Hashem will always be by our side. And every time I learn Torah, Hashem is with me. And I don't need to be with all the fanfare. I have to believe that Hashem is going to be with me every time I learn Torah in my own home. Maybe Hashem was waiting. Maybe Hashem was waiting for each and every one of us to build our personal relationship with Hashem. He was waiting for each and every one of us to recognize how precious Torah is in my life. Not needing the shul and the shiurim and being dependent, finding it within my neshama, within my life. To show Hashem a lel shvuas in my own home, I'm going to connect to you and connect to my Torah. And if each and every one of us grabs on to this opportunity, if each and every one of us grabs on to this meaningful shvuas, we'll build ourselves as yechidim, as individuals, in our relationship with Hashem. And imagine what type of tzibor we're going to have. Imagine what's going to be after shvuas, when every member of this shul of Young Israel Aron Seders comes together and has minyan again, and comes together in shul and learns Torah together after we develop that relationship with Hashem and Torah as individuals, what type of tzibur we will be. After we've grown as yechidim, what type of achdus we can have. And in all of Klal Yisrael, let's every single one of us grab on to this very special, meaningful shvuas. This shvuas that Hashem sent to each and every one of us. That Hashem decided this is the best shvuas and the best way each and every one of us can grow. To recognize how precious Torah is, to recognize how transformative Torah is, to live with Torah, to live with Hashem every moment. And Meretz Hashem, through that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide, no longer do we have to go through this nisayon, no longer do we have to go through this challenge. B'zoicha to geula from all of this machla, and then the ultimate geula, where all of us yechidim have grown so much, will come together, the geula shleima, Mashiach Tzikenu, Imhera B'meinu, and we should have a beautiful Heilige Yom Tov.
Okay. All right. Shkayach to Rabbi Cohen, Rabbi Trump. Tomorrow night, more from Yilk, thanks to my dad, the new vice president of the Israel Aron Zederhurst. No big deal. Thanks to Manny, I guess. Manny was great. And Shkayach to everyone. Shkayach again to Rabbi Cohen, Rabbi Trump, and the Young Israel of Lawrence Cedars. Have an amazing, amazing Shavuos.